From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In many ways, the city of Hialeah is the epicenter of working-class Miami-Dade County. Hialeah's motto is the City of Progress, and that encapsulates its place as a stepping stone for immigrants. But rising rents are putting that into question. WLRN's Danny Rivero reports on the recent closure of a trailer park.
At the Sunny Gardens trailer park in Hialeah, it's loud and chaotic. A group of developers has purchased the land and is working to clear all the residents off the property. The people who live here and their attorney, some representatives for the new owners, and Hialeah Mayor Carlos Hernandez are all here. Together, they're announcing that an agreement has been reached. The developers will offer residents up to $10,000 to leave the property by February, five times more than the state requires. But people are still not happy. In the crowd, there's a woman crying, Marta Figueroa. She looks grandmotherly, with short salt-and-pepper hair. Figueroa says the situation is very rough. She and her husband are retired on fixed incomes. They get about $1,500 a month, plus $56 in food stamps. She pulls out the newly reached agreement, holds it against the wall, and signs. She says she doesn't even want to look at her home anymore. Figueroa has been here for over 30 years in her trailer. She pays $500 a month in rent. The trailer will be a total loss since it can't be picked up and moved. In the market outside the trailer park, she expects her rent to more than double overnight. Hialeah Mayor Hernandez played the role of intermediary between the company and the people who live here.
Again, you know, we live in a capitalist country. This is a trailer park where the owners of the land sold it to another company. And when it came to my attention, what was happening, it was important for me to get involved as a mediator and try to find the best solution possible.
The deal for $10,000 for every trailer. Mayor Hernandez says he hopes people will be able to find other apartments in Hialeah, that they won't leave the city. 2 months later, Figueroa is still living in the trailer she said was hard to even look at after she signed the deal to leave. Most everyone else has already left. The homes are boarded up with wood shutters. It's quiet here.
A mí lo único que me queda ahora.
Figueroa says she's been depressed. She had to go to a hospital for a few days for hypertension, and she blames the impending move. Soon, she says, she and her husband are going to move in with her daughter in Miami Springs.
La idea mía siempre fue morir aquí.
She says her plan was always to die here, but it's not what you want or what you think. It's what God puts in your path. Even with most of the people in the trailer park gone, her doorbell keeps ringing with visitors as she fries some croquetas. She's going to miss this. It's so hard, she says, because everyone here is like a family. One of Figueroa's visitors is her neighbor Maricela Marichal. She also says the rental market has become too expensive. Marichal says she's considering moving back to Cuba, where at least a roof over your head is guaranteed. She's been in the trailer park for 17 years, since she left the island. A few doors down, Oreste Perez is thinking the same thing, about going back to Cuba. He's 99 years old, living alone in his trailer, independent with a magnetic sense of humor. Like when I asked him where he was going to go, he says he could go live with family, but... he doesn't want to have to go to sleep early and go to church on Sunday. Even at 99, he really is considering going back to Cuba. If he can get a Cuban passport, he hasn't bothered to renew in years. He's got an older brother who's 102 and still lives there. Perez says, even with the money from the deal, it's not going to go very far. Rent in Hialeah is still cheaper than a lot of other places in Miami-Dade County. But based on what people in Hialeah actually make, it's ranked as one of the least affordable places in the country, according to the website WalletHub. Several new projects have also been approved by the city. After the Sunny Gardens trailer park is cleared, it's set to become a mix of shops, offices, and condos. I'm Danny Rivero in Hialeah.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.